hundreds of women from across rural and regional Australia are descending on Orange in New South Wales for the Women in Agriculture National Conference. Grounded voices having a national impact is the theme, including on issues including childcare and equal opportunity. Cathy McGowan is a former independent MP for the seat of Indi in northeast Victoria and the immediate past chair of AgriFutures Australia, and she is speaking at the conference today. Cathy McGowan, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello, good morning, Sally. Lovely to talk to you from a very chilly, I have to say, Orange.
It is. I was actually looking up some of the past conferences today. The first, what was called Rural Women's Gathering in Orange, was in July, same time of year in 1993, which I had the good fortune of attending. The movement and these gatherings of rural women in Australia, it's grown enormously in the past 30 years or so, Cathy.
And professionalised. So at this conference, there's like, it's not just, I'm going to say just rural women. These are professional women actively engaged in agriculture. Mm. Some of them are farmers, obviously, but they're also farm managers, researchers, scientists, professional administrators who work in that research area, marketers, and all the many of the people, not all, who are involved in getting food onto the plates of people and coffee that we produce, having breakfast this morning. So we're the producers, we're the marketers, we're the managers, and we're the women who make that huge difference to agriculture.
How important is it to get those women together? It can often be a long journey to get there, to these gatherings, but it's a big exchange of ideas.
Sally, it's a huge... expensive, but also have to organise their home lives, their business lives to get away for a good 5 days. So the childcare one we're going to be talking about is incredibly relevant, but also the need for these women who are, like many women around the country, managing multiple workloads. But they come together because it is so important. It's so important that their voice gets heard, and not heard on the things that we've been talking about this morning on Radio National, but particularly at the moment talking about service delivery and holding on to those very hard-won rights that women all around the country have worked so hard to get and are now under threat. So we need to hold on not only to the services that we get, but also the recognition and the rights that we have as women. And there's a national debate happening, for example, around domestic violence, happening around services to women, happening around families and how they work. And it's really important that women who are involved in these really important part of our supply chain in our national agenda get together and going to be practicing advocacy skills so that we can go back to our homes and our industries and our communities and speak loudly and clearly about the things that matter to us.
Some of these comments about the rights of women and the services for women, some of those have come from One Nation leader Pauline Hanson. What have you made of some of those comments, Cathy?
Oh, I just have to say how incredibly, for me personally, disappointing it is. But at the same time, it's a bit like what Ed Husic was saying previously. We've got to have our voice. We've got to actually have these discussions. And what I know for women in agriculture and women in rural and regional Australia, our health services, our education services, our transport services, the condition of our roads, for example, are incredibly important. And we need to be strongly advocating for it, because if our voices are not there, then they're not there, and all you hear is that opposition, the loud opposition voice. So part of this conference is working with, of course we value it, so let's get together and work out how we are going to become much stronger advocates within our organisations and then take our leadership role to the government and to the mainstream agricultural organisations that represent us to government. So it's a really important conference, but I have to say it's also joyous. The energy, the creativity, a huge diversity of age ranges, like got the grey heads like me, but there's enormous influx of younger women coming through the system, and they are keen to connect, they're keen to learn, they're keen to understand the history, but they are also incredibly keen to be seen, to be heard, and actually to get things done.
I was a 21-year-old when I went to that first gathering in Orange, drove down from Bourke, and I remember being able to meet with some of the more experienced women in all sorts of agricultural industries. It's hugely valuable, Cathy.
Yeah, it is, Sally, isn't it? And what I love about this conference in Orange is there's an international connection. There's a breakfast on this morning between Aboriginal women and women from New Zealand. They're having an Indigenous, and they've got, it's a very strong theme for today is our international connections, because of course so much of our agricultural produce is actually exported. So trade for us is really important, and building relationships with New Zealand, with Papua New Guinea, like that's really important. But it's also, as I say, not only is joyous, but there's great courage here, and actually helping women work together to be more courageous as they find their voice. And it's really, I think it's really difficult when you're first stepping out of your comfort zone and finding your voice and saying, this is really important to me. Come on, community, let's get together to protect, to build, to create a better community for ourselves. So these women coming together have got great courage. They're extraordinarily beautiful, I have to say. And we've got big dinners on tonight, these big gala dinners, and everyone's getting frocked up. Gabby Chan is guest speakers, and she's talking about the changes she's seen in agriculture in her lifetime as well. So, yeah, it's a really exciting time. But also one I'm going to say is going to be incredibly important to your question as the politics of Australia changes. For agricultural and rural women's voice to be heard and at the front of that conversation is incredibly important.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. In a few minutes, we'll be going to Victoria to talk about the expected leadership challenge of Premier Jacinta Allan. I'm speaking at the moment with former Independent MP Cathy McGowan. Cathy, you're talking about women in, particularly in these agricultural industries, raising their voices. What kind of life do you see for rural and regional women in particular, if some of the views about women's services and women's rights turn into reality? And also, you were talking about courage earlier. If women are advocating for their rights and services, how do you see the spectrum of that? Is that all the way from a family or local barbecue up to the political sphere? How do you see all of that?
Well, there is a great diversity of opinions here, I have to say, and it makes me so so grateful to be part of a movement that we can do exactly the opposite of what Ed Husic was talking about in Adelaide. We're actually having that discussion about alternative views about our so that's lovely. But what we're also sharing is that where do we go to from here? And so there's a speaker and there's a workshop on AI and implication to some of the administrative jobs and some of the work and the marketing that we do in agriculture. But also there's a diversity of occupations with women. We're not all one thing. So we've got artists, we've got journalists, we've got storytellers. There's a huge diversity of ways women in agriculture are value add to the family income in lots of ways. So they really care about some of the legislation that's being discussed about artificial intelligence and protecting our rights, but at the same time moving it forward. There's also going to be a discussion. I know at dinner last night we were talking about the application of the social media ban on young people in rural and regional Australia. Oh, my God, there was quite an interesting discussion about those mothers of teenage kids, about the success or otherwise of that particular bit of legislation. So there's going to be, it's not just the big pictures, it's actually about how does that ban work in rural and regional Australia. And I have to say, some of these kids, like they're I call myself a grey head. Well, these digital natives are a trillion years ahead of me in their application and their use. And then they don't take lightly to not being able to do what our city kids can do much more easily. So, yeah, there's a diversity of topics of conversation, all which need to be had, and these topics are actually formed by our community's work. And the women will be informed by each other. We have experts, we have guest speakers, we have lots of workshops happening around it. So the participants will go home with more courage, as we say, but also more information and more skill about how to advocate with their political representatives about how we want the politics of rural and regional Australia to be better, for sure. And I'm just going to make a little comment there about the need for the National Party and the Libs to actually step up, from my perspective, in their representation of us women in the regions.